Adjustment disorder is a condition that occurs when a person has great difficulty in coping with or adjusting to a particular condition or event and feels depressed and anxious. Patients are easily moved to tears and excessively worried about something. It is thought that adjustment disorder is almost the same as symptomatic depression or reactive depression that has a clear cause of stress. It is often the case that symptoms are reduced when the causative stress of adjustment disorder is alleviated. For example, when there is an issue to solve at work that engenders stress, this may give rise to feelings of anxiety and depression at the workplace. However, on the day off, these feelings may disappear enough to enjoy hobbies. The situation or the event which creates stress is obvious. Therefore, adjustment disorder is likely to be alleviated as the cause of stress disappears. However, symptoms may become chronic in cases where the cause of stress cannot be removed. Patients with irreversible impairment, such as limb amputation, are likely to feel a strong sense of loss and immense grief while undergoing rehabilitation. Cancer patients in the terminal stage, who are conscious of their limited lifespan, may emotionally and behaviorally deviate from the range of normality. It is not easy to change such conditions in patients. If they continuously feel depressed, enjoy no activities, have little appetite, and suffer from sleeplessness for a long time, they may be diagnosed with depression. Adjustment disorder can be treated with pharmacotherapy for insomnia, counseling, environmental manipulation, and coping skills training. Environmental manipulation includes elimination of the stressors of the patients. For example, Cowdy worries about how she appears to others. So when she has training or uses a wheelchair, one way to avoid the stress is to cover her amputated leg with a lap rug. Another way is to use a temporary lower extremity prosthesis until she has her own made. It is good to remove the cause of stress through environmental manipulation, but at times it is difficult. In such a case, behavioral training, which fits the situation of patients with adjustment disorder, should be used. For example, the patients can be given training to verbalize their problem or situation. In rehabilitation programs for patients with adjustment disorder, it is vital for the therapists to accept and understand the patient's feelings and help them become positive and autonomous.